The band Quasi from Portland, Oregon, has been around the indie rock block a few times. After all, it's 17 years old. The band's new record is its eighth, and it's called American Gong. NPR's Jacob Gans talked to the band about how they've managed to stay in the game and how that game looks when you've become its elder statesman.
To understand Quasi today, you need to go back in time. A dozen years ago, the band was on the way up with a great sound. And a story you could tell in 30 seconds. Sam Coombs and Janet Weiss used to be husband and wife. Weiss also played drums in Slater Kinney, a band that Time magazine called the best in America. Coombs played with Elliott Smith. There was every reason to think that Quasi might make it, well, at least medium big.
You know, when we were starting out, it was sort of almost the opposite of a career path. Really, you had to be a little bit nuts to really throw yourself into it.
Sam Coombs and Janet Weiss have lived in Portland since 1989. Jimmy Byron has been a fan of theirs almost that long. Byron books bands at a chain of local venues. He says that Quasi snuck onto the scene as a poppy, harmonizing duo during the heyday of the Pacific Northwest's heavy, lethargic grunge obsession.
Everybody had this kind of dirgy sound, and there was no harmonies, and there was a lot of screaming. And you had this group that was incredibly melodic and really fun.
For a band where both members were seated behind instruments, Quasi made a lot of noise. Coombs on his crazy-sounding vintage Roxacord organ, Weiss hammering off-kilter beats on her drums. By the end of the 90s, Byron says, the band was selling out venues that held 11 or 1,200 fans.
It did seem that there was a point where they were, you know, neck and neck with Modest Mouse and the bands like that that have gone on to huge platinum success while Quasi is kind of maintained this whole time.
And then, somehow, Quasi just outlasted the lifespan of the narrative, the expectations, and the gimmicks.
The past is gone just like you said, but it's not really done if you stir up the hornet's nest. Both of us must get stung.
Not to mention that signature Roxacord sound, which Coombs dumped for electric guitar. And then Quasi ditched another feature of the original story. Weiss and Coombs quit playing as a duo.
The intensity of the two-piece, people respond to it, but it doesn't just go away when you walk off stage.
No matter how well you get along, especially given our accumulated history over the years, it's when you get just two people and you lock them in confined spaces for prolonged periods of time, it doesn't matter. Occasionally, it's just loggerheads, you know.
Quasi picked up a bassist, Joanna Bulm, a lifelong Portland native and friend of the band. But even if the lineup and the sound have changed, the philosophy behind the band hasn't. For Quasi, the idea of punk is still essential. Music as a loud, rambunctious form of social criticism that, in the words of writer Grill Marcus, draws lines between young and old. Lately, Weiss and Coombs are finding themselves on an unfamiliar side of that line.
It really feels sometimes like punk never happened. Like, I feel old. I feel like my generation is old now, and it's time for the kids to do their thing, but it is pretty different.
Indie rock has changed in the last 10 years. Where Weiss proudly says she's never played on a song that was used in a commercial or TV show, today that's exactly what indie success has come to mean for many young bands. Longtime fan Jimmy Byron says he's not sure how Quasi fits into the new indie order.
Quasi's a band that you root for and you want to see succeed, but you wonder if they want to.
Quasi isn't tied to any licensing deal. Weiss and Coombs are playing smaller venues than they once did, and yet, after nearly 20 years, they're still making music together. There's got to be some benefit, right?
We're rich! Just kidding. Well, definitely the telepathy is a definite, definite plus.
According to Coombs, that telepathy, more than a plus.
That's been our saving grace, really. When times get tough and you think, what are we doing? This is ridiculous. In those times, I really appreciate just the musical relationship that you get playing over time. It's difficult to cultivate that, and it's valuable, and you don't want to just toss that out without a real good reason.
The band itself might not have planned for it, and Kwasi's long, stuttering career might not seem like a perfect model, but for anyone searching for lessons on how to sustain a fruitful partnership over two decades, Kwasi's a good place to look. For NPR News, I'm Jacob Gans.
You can hear music from Kwasi's latest album and download a full concert recorded at South by Southwest at nprmusic.org. Our program was directed by Petra Mayer and edited this week by Kate Davidson. The production staff includes Phil Harrell, Kenya Young, Travis Larchuk, Chris Benderev, Selena Simmons-Duffin, and Lauren Silverman. Our technical director is Sean Phillips, assisted by Paris Morgan, Cal Southworth, and John Widoff. Melissa Goh is the weekend web producer. Our reference librarian is Kim Oleski. Rick Holter is the senior editor, and our senior producer is Matt Martinez. For Saturday, that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer. Have a great night.